Authorities in Orissa, India have continued to ignore calls from Catholic bishops in the country to stop ongoing persecution of Christians. Thousands of Christians remain in government-controlled refugee camps, while tens of thousands more are hiding in forests in the eastern part of the country. Christian homes, schools, and churches continue to be destroyed. Capuchin Father Anetis Nitya is the Executive Secretary for the Commission of Justice, Peace, and Development at the Indian Conference of Catholic Bishops. He has recently returned from a visit to the camps, where he said Christians are being subjected to starvation.
The Christians, they killed, and some were burnt alive, then some were buried alive. So the violence were extreme. Now what happened? 11,000 people are in the relief camps. People who are in the forest, nobody knows. The relief camps, the shed is made by the government, and there they are staying with one blanket for one family, and people have to stay there. And they have to eat that rice what they are giving in the afternoon. That's all. And they are remaining because they cannot go back to their home. They cannot return back because they are threatened that if you return back, you return back and accept to be a Hindu, otherwise you don't come. They call it relief camps. It's internally displaced. Some people say this is like a concentration camp of Hitler where a lot of torture is there. There was also even bombs by this extremist group. So this is the situation where the 11,000 people are there at a particular time by force they are staying there. The government of Orissa has not taken any initiative. The central government of India has not taken sufficient measures.